Welcome to the Speak Over Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Tamika Hall, and I am honored to lead you through your spiritual pause for the day. So listen, today we're talking about elevation. And the reality is that elevation does not always feel good, especially leading up to it. You'll find where people mishandle you, they mistreat you, and it can be a really frustrating time. But this is what I know. That God is about to elevate you. And there are people in your life who are going to wish that they would have treated you differently. Because what God is about to do, he's about to blow not only your mind, but those around you. And so today we are going to calm ourselves in the middle of this elevation. And we are going to speak to ourselves so that we do not drop our assignments, that we do not walk away from our call, and we don't allow doubt to distract us from what God is doing. So before we get started, I want you to close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose. One, two, three, four, and let it out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Very good. Let's get started. In this season of elevation, I may feel frustrated and disappointed at times, but I will never compromise the call on my life. 1 Peter 5:6-7. God will elevate me at the appointed time. It doesn't matter who mishandles or overlooks me. They will not be able to stop the move of God. 1 Samuel 16:7. God is made strong in my weakness. This season is building me for the next level. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Greater is coming. I will not allow doubt and fear to distract me from my purpose. Psalm 71:21. And now for some devotion. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the appointed time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." 1 Samuel 16:7b says, "The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." 2 Corinthians 12:9, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in my weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." And with us knowing that, we understand that greatness is coming, because Psalm 71:21 tells us, "Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side." Listen, elevation is coming. And even though you may feel frustrated, there is comfort that is surrounding you. And right where you are, we're going to close out a little differently. I want you to close your eyes again. Take another deep breath in and let it out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. Listen, the tension that is in your neck and in your shoulders, we're going to release that. Take another deep breath in through your nose. One, two, three, four, and let it out through your mouth. One, two, three, four. You can handle this. This is not going to overtake you. God has your back, and heaven is backing you up. Don't you get weary. Don't you get distracted. And don't you lay down your call. Listen, I love you. This is Dr. Tamika Hall, and you have been anointed to do hard things. Why? Because you were created to make God famous. Listen, you have a good day.